This dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mason, MD. The date of examination is 4/25/22. The name of the patient is Loretta Brown, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, last name Brown. This is Carticare Associates, letterhead, file EST, space Brown, space L. Tremolo exercise stress test, date of examination 4/25/22. Carticare Associates, letterhead, referring physician Supathra Karen Anathy, MD, performing physician Sharon R. Mason, MD, new paragraph. 56-year-old female with history of hypertension for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 140 over 80, parentheses. Topral, correction, parentheses, triamterene, hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5/25 milligrams, comma, COSAR, 50 milligrams. Close parentheses, period. Baseline heart rate, colon, baseline blood pressure was 140 over 80 with the parentheses, with the medications, then close parentheses. Baseline heart rate, 92 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient went tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 5 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 2 minutes and 30 seconds into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 163, parentheses, 99% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 192 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 31296, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient went a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. She did experience dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to approaching 100% maximum predicted heart rate and hypertension and fatigue. The patient stress was terminated due to approaching 100% maximum predicted heart rate and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a significantly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 84 and a heart rate of 93 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of additional concave horizontal to upsloping ST depression, at least 2-3 in AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ST portion tremolo exercise stress test to 99% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea at peak stress coinciding with hypertension and a decreased functional capacity. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension with a significantly hypertensive response to stress with an effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, period. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity consistent with a component of deconditioning. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD.